Shan, before we let you go, I had not had a chance to talk to you since we were awarded a pretty hefty Ready grant, and I know you'll get us some information as you get it, but is there anything else you can tell us about that for our little neck of the woods here?
Yeah, I mean, we sent out the press release that it was pretty generic because we're still, the implementation team will meet beginning in January, so they will start looking at the projects. It was a kind of a bittersweet situation because it's always great to get money, and I always try to remind people, first of all, this is your money. This is taxpayers' money. So
right.
this is not the government cannot manufacture or make money. The government can only acquire money. So, you know, the $30 million that is coming from our region, coming to our region, is that COVID assistance money. It was $500 million that the state earmarked from COVID assistance that will go back to 17 regions. Now, the bitterness of all this is that the state initially told us this was going to be 10 regions. It was going to be highly competitive, 10 regions, and $50 million per region would be given. We were pretty excited about that. We threw our hat in. We went all out, and we felt like we were certainly in it to win it, and we felt like we had a great shot at winning. And we ended up winning, but we ended up winning $30 million because what in the state's wisdom, and politically motivated, I must say, and I don't mean to be mean, but that's just I call a spade
call it what
spade.
It is. That's
what
sure,
happened.
Sure.
It is what it is. Everybody wins, and everybody gets a trophy. So all 17 regions got money. And so personally, I think that was the wrong move. I don't think that was the right move, but that's me. And some people would say, oh, well, this is a win-win for everyone. Well, it is. But now we will probably, I will just be quite honest with you, we probably will not get the Marsh building because 60% is not going to be strong enough for us to be able to get all the money we need to do the renovations, to get the thing purchased and get the renovations. There would have to be some give and take somewhere, and I'm not too sure the seller wants to give anymore, and I don't think that we can go anymore from on a local level. So we're... It was very frustrating because that goes from you know basically over $1 million to about $550,000, $600,000. So that's a pretty significant when you're talking about a $3.5 million project. That's pretty significant to lose that amount of money. So we got to find money. So now we're looking at some other options, other opportunities, and maybe even other ways of sourcing finding money. But it is frustrating because that's one of the projects that probably will not happen because we got cut $20 million in our region. Now, I know that that's not a cut because we won $30 million,
right.
But I hope everybody can understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
We were anticipating a $50 million windfall if we won. I'm the kind of guy that you leave it out on the field. I look at the scoreboard, we either win or lose. And unfortunately, fortunately we won, but it was like kissing our sister. It was a tie.
Right.
So at the end of the day, that's where it is. And I don't mean to be, you know, I'm not trying to be rude, not trying to be ungrateful. We're very thankful for $30 million. But again, I want to remind everyone, this is not just the government giving you money. This is taxpayer dollars that come from the COVID relief fund that the state government has said $500 million will be allocated to go back to regions. We appreciate that. That's great. But that money was not generated by a factory of the government. That money is generated by our tax dollars. And again, it will go right back into our community. So we're gonna take what money that we can get from on a local level, and we're gonna do everything we can to build houses and to get a career tech center going and to do other things that we feel like we can. But you got to remember, instead of 100% of that, the funding that we were going to get, we thought we were going to get, we're going to get with about 60%. And that may even change. That could even change,
sure,
because the implementation team may come back and say, you know what, we can only give everybody just one project, and that's all you can get. And so we may just have, you know, one project. So it is... we're going to get something. We're just not going to get as much as we were hopeful. for. So that's where we stand on that. And it's kind of the good, the bad, and the ugly, but that's kind of life, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Got to take what you get. So.